Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Bo again. So today we are going to talk about the Democratic Party's discussions over changing the order in which states vote during the primaries and why it matters. The media is covering this. This is actually getting some coverage, but I don't think they're doing a good job of putting it into context, and judging by my inbox, y'all don't think so either. So we're going to kind of go over what they're talking about doing, why they're talking about doing it, and why there might be some resistance to it, and more importantly, what it means, because it actually kind of means something cool as we go through all of this. So what's happening, starting there? Biden has made it pretty clear. He thinks that the order in which states conduct their primaries should change. While it's not in the memo or letter that was sent, it has been heavily hinted that he thinks South Carolina should be moved up, maybe even the first one. And the question from there kind of becomes, why does it even matter what order they go in? When somebody is running to get the nomination, there's a field of candidates. And those first few primaries really set the tone. In fact, if somebody doesn't do well in the first couple, well, their campaign's pretty much over. So, think about the base of the Democratic Party. It doesn't all look the same, right? The people that make up that base, it's a pretty diverse base. We've talked about it on the channel. It's a coalition party. It's not even, I mean, set aside the normal demographic information. Even when it comes to ideology, it's a coalition. And then you look at the demographics, it is incredibly diverse. The two leading states right now, the two states that kind of kick everything off, New Hampshire and Iowa. When you think New Hampshire and Iowa, do you think a bastion of diversity? No, you probably don't, because they're not. New Hampshire is 92.8% white. It is only 1.9% black. Iowa is 89.09% white. It is only 3.72% black. Do those percentages even remotely represent the votes that the Democratic Party captures? No, not at all. What about South Carolina? South Carolina is 68.6% white and 26.7% black. That's why. That's why this is coming up. The reason it's kind of cool is because this is the first sign I've seen that the Democratic Party establishment is really beginning to understand how crucial Black Americans are to the success of the party, and how if they don't get candidates that Black Americans want, well, they're not energized, so they don't show up. Moving South Carolina up and having the leadoff, a state that is diverse, that will give a much more accurate read on how the rest of the country thinks, more importantly, how their base thinks, is something that should have happened a long, long time ago. So that's the motive behind it. The idea is to make the primaries, those first primaries, more representative and get a better feel for what their base actually wants. I know that's weird to say because this is not something that the Democratic Party establishment's really known for, but that's the goal. It's a good move. Will there be opposition? Of course. New Hampshire and Iowa are going to be furious. They'll try to stop it. I don't know if they'll be able to. I think New Hampshire actually has like a state law that says that their primary has to be first or maybe top three. I don't really remember, but I think they have their own law because they know how important it is. They understand that those first primaries set the tone. So they want somebody who their state approves of to get that momentum early. So there will be opposition to it, but it's more, I think the opposition will be more about maintaining those states' power than about denying the base the say, which is probably how it's going to come off, even though that's probably not why they're going to fight it. That's definitely how it's going to be perceived. In the end, this needs to happen. Whether it happens now or later, I don't know. But if the Democratic Party wants to capitalize on the edge it has been given by the Republican Party just tearing itself apart, this would be a good way to do it. Setting the tone and getting candidates that energize all of the base rather than just the lily white areas is probably a good idea. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.